Okay, when's last we broke? This is Lone Palace Pages, November 3rd, 2024. This will be a tremendously short session, but we're going to take care of some important things, and at least one or two events are going to take place that we want to try to knock out because they're important to the story. So we are going to start. We just won't be able to go for a long time because we're running real late because we had character sheet issues. So that's where we're at.
Nah.
So with me are Caleb playing Dan, Oriana playing Rosie, and Ariana playing Selena.
Yay!
We have all three players present.
Finally.
Okay, once last we broke,
I can't remember.
Dan had been told to report for training with a squire, or as a squire to, I believe the knight's name was Shelm. Does that sound right? Okay, we'll go with that. And he had not actually reported for training yet. Selena had a violent encounter with three pages who were irritated with her for having done well and advancing fast and saying that it was because she was elven and a pretty face. And that was the only reason that she was advancing up through the ranks. But then she showed them that she is a little bit more than just elven and a pretty face by overcoming them.
I think they were more irritated with me after.
Rosie, of late, has not featured in our story because of schedule conflicts, let's just call it. a lack of presence of her player. But what's been happening with her is similar to what's happening there. So you'll recall the last time you were here that you had an encounter coming up out of the dungeon with three spiders in which Dan almost died. I don't know if you remember that or not, but that was that the last thing you remember? Or was it even further back than that?
I think
that's the last thing that happened.
I remember
that she was actually here
for. We was finding a trash
monster. Okay, you fought the junior trash monster. Yeah, okay. So
yeah,
you didn't.
She was
so after that session, they were coming up out of the dungeon, and while Dan was going up out, he encountered three giant poisonous spiders. And you and Selena were on the ledge. She just said she wasn't. He just said she wasn't. So stop. Okay? All right. Anyway, he got bit three times. And he was... Actually, I think it might have been four times.
Yeah.
Got bit four times. It was four. Because the first one put him at lower health, I think. And then, but anyway, he was dying from it. He got him out into the hallway. And then the poison was going to be enough to kill him. But... you ran off one way to try to go to the infirmary to get somebody to come. And while you were gone, while Rosie was gone, an acolyte, which is basically like a young priest that was staying in the retreat, came and she cast low poison on him, which basically means the poison wouldn't kill him as fast. So that gave them enough time. And then they carried him to the temple of Athena, where they got him neutralized poison, which kept him from dying, basically. But he was in pretty bad straits. And so he spent the better part of 2 days in the infirmary.
I thought it was literally...
During that part, while all of that was going on, Rosie and Selena were in trouble. Because you weren't supposed to be in the dungeon, and you got caught, and you almost got Dan killed. And you found out that, like, allowing something bad to happen to yourselves is a very bad... criminal act, because you basically are pages of the palace, and that they consider you to be servants or almost like property in a way. And so you're risking that which belongs to the queen. And so your recreation time was removed. Now, the first night you basically hid and you slept and you got your spells back and stuff like that. But then you found out from Selena and Dan what your punishment was. You slept in her room under the bed. And then that day you were able to get your patterns back so you could do stuff again if you needed to. And then the next day you found out that for the foreseeable future, your recreation was canceled. And so you had to work in the morning, you had to work in the afternoon, you had to work after dinner and recreation. So
and
four times a day instead of three.
If you stayed hidden, it would have costed you a gold piece a day.
Yeah, anyway, so you didn't want to do that. So you went out, took your punishment, and everybody started working. Well... on the third day, Selena was approached by the senior page in charge of falconry, and he was asking her to come and be trained to replace him. He is being recruited to be a squire, and so he needs somebody to replace him to take care of the falcons, basically. And he said it would probably take weeks for her to learn what she needs to know, but she's supposed to report to train with him. All of her work slots will be taking care of falcons instead of doing the other things that she was doing, running messages and stuff. Now, anytime you're in the hallway, you can still be nabbed. Somebody grab you and tell you to go do it, because you technically are still a page. Even a senior page, if he leaves the falcon coop and goes to the cafeteria, for example, while he's there, somebody could grab him and say, hey, take this message. So that's page's a job, and you have to be available to do it when needed. During that same period of time, Dan was approached about becoming a squire. And that was because there was an incident that took place where there was a squire who had gotten kind of uppity and was back-talking, basically, the person training him to be a knight. And that person sent another squire to recruit Dan to go and fight the squire that was getting in trouble. And it was meant to be, well, if he can't even beat a page in a fight, then he should just keep his mouth shut and keep his head down and do what he's supposed to do. And so Dan did go and fight him, and you and Selena were both there to watch him fight. And he pretty soundly beat the guy. It wasn't a fight to the death. It was just a blunt, edge of the sword type fight. Both of them had armor. And Dan actually used the armor that he got from the dungeon, so which was a little risky, but no one said anything about it. And so after he had done that, then that's when they said, hey, you know, you really should be a squire, not just a palace page. And then a knight errant who was staying at the retreat, approached, actually he sent another squire to approach Dan about becoming a squire. So he is starting squire training, and he'll spend every morning and every afternoon in squire training. And then he'll be in the evenings, he'll be doing normal squire duty or normal page duty.
And then I get recreation time.
And then they released the punishment on recreation. Okay. So during all of that, while all of that was happening and you weren't actually playing Rosie, what was happening was you were taking messages, and you worked in the laundry once, and you worked in the kitchen once, and I don't know what else, but we rolled them every time. You had the different jobs that you did and something like that. What?
Tapestry.
Yeah. So you like clean the wall hangings and move them around and stuff. Anyway, on the day that your recreation was due to be allowed again, you were going to be ungrounded, basically. You were approached by a young man who is from the academy in town. So academy is basically like college, right? And they teach people the more advanced trades, like being an architect or being a doctor or whatever. Well, the academy has a school for mages and a school for illusionists, okay? And somehow or other, it filtered through to find for them to say, okay, she has the ability to change reality. And which, mind you went on that big adventure with the other party. A lot of people knew about it, so it could have slipped anyway. Or the princess could have said something, or Lady Charlotte could have said something, or whatever. Anyway, somehow or other, they found out about it. Well, they're always recruiting people who can do it because it's a unique talent. What you can do is really unique. And so they asked you to basically come at your next recreation time when you're on your own time. You can't come when you're serving as a page, obviously, but come on your recreation time to try out, basically, to see whether or not you can go there. And the guy said that this has all already happened, mind you. But anyway, the guy said that you have a benefactor who would train you or pay for your initial training. So if you are accepted, your first so many months of training at the academy would be covered financially, and they would not tell you who that was. So you have somebody. It could be the princess, it could be Lady Charlotte, it could be one of the PCs, it could be anybody. You don't know who it is. Somebody's paying for it. At some point in time, you might try to solve the mystery and find out who it is, but at the moment, it doesn't matter. So you agreed to that, okay? So what has not happened is today is your first day of recreation again. So tonight, you're supposed to go into town right away when recreation time starts to go to the academy and be tested on what you can do. And basically, all they want to know is if you actually can do what you know you can do, which is change reality, make illusions, and create stuff. That's all they want to know. And so you don't really have any doubt that you'll be able to prove that you can do that because you have patterns in memory and you can do it. So you know you can do it. So as long as you don't get too nervous or panic or make a mistake or something, you should pass, no problem. But it is also fall, and so it does get dark. So when recreation time starts, you will be going from the palace, which you could hire a carriage or something like that. You'll be, or not palace, from the retreat, the royal retreat, which you could hire a carriage or something like that to go to the academy. But it will be after dark, the whole thing. Going there, getting tried out, and coming back will all be in the two hours of recreation time.
What
and that's
feel
supposed
like
to be after dark.
At some point, like this is going to become a normal thing for her, and then you're going to throw something at her as she's riding sometime.
That's certainly a possibility.
Sometime.
Okay. So, as we're picking up the story, it is this is the dinner time. Previous, you have one work shift left before recreation, okay? And then you start your squiredom in the morning. You go and train in the morning. And it is, you know, he said, we'll see what you can do. And like that is, it's a tentative offer. You have to be able to show that you've learned the forms to some degree, and you have to be able to show that you can fight, which you kind of already did that with the fighting the other squire, but you'll have to be able to show that you can hang in there in order to continue squiring, basically, which you don't really doubt that you can do that. You're going to have, you will be tested is the point.
Okay.
So anyway, so we're picking up at dinner, and all of you and most of the others that you're familiar with who have now, most of them all have been moved to retreat because it's been a couple of weeks now. So Kendra is here, Ralph is here, Royale, most of the people that you know, the other squires or other pages, I mean, okay. Dinner is roast beef and you get a chunk that's like about this big and it's cooked to soft. And it's covered with a thin gravy, and then it has, you have pita bread for the size that it's a bread, but it's not raised. It's flat bread. And then orange potatoes. So
sweet potatoes?
They're like sweet potatoes, yes, but not quite as sweet as sweet potatoes. Okay. And so you gather your plates, and you come and are going to the table to sit down, and Kendra comes and walks alongside of Selena as you're on the way to the table. Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Haven't seen you in a while.
I mean, I've seen you around. I heard that you're going to be out of circulation a little bit, starting to work in the falconry, right?
As a senior page.
If it goes well, that's pretty fast. Got a couple of upset people, but I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Maybe you could go in there every day, so you can just go pick
you. Maybe I'll just recruit you every day.
If there's work to be done, I wouldn't want you to get in trouble or to get me in trouble. She holds her hand up and you can see her fingers are wrinkled. I just came from the laundry, so falcons would probably be better. Although, does it strike you as they poop a lot? Because, like, every time I go, morning, afternoon, night, it is one of the first thing we have to do is clean out the cages. I mean, do they really have to go to the bathroom that much?
No.
You think so?
I don't know. Maybe they just don't clean them out enough.
Well, I think you're going to have to learn. If you're going to be the chief page in charge of Valkyrie.
If you go in there during the morning, there's going to be a lot. Because
hey,
overnight.
Dan.
Hi.
Heard you're going to be a squire.
Yeah.
It's like half a dream come true, right? You've been saying you're going to be a knight ever since you came to the capital. Hey, Rosie.
Hi.
Okay, at this point, you're at the table and everybody's sitting down. Rosie sits on one side of Selena and Kendra sits on the other. And then it kind of goes
sit
around the
Will.
Table. Okay, yeah, Will is there as well. Okay.
Anything exciting happening for you, Kendra?
I mean, nothing like that. But you guys had some kind of big adventure where you left and came back, so.
We were grounded, as you would say, for a few days from that, too, but.
Yeah, I heard about that, too.
Dan almost died from cave spiders.
Yeah, I visited him once in the infirmary.
And we fought
he didn't even look sick, but
We fought a giant garbage bag thing.
We did fight a giant garbage
down
bag.
Down there, too.
Okay, so just as by way of a clarification, that's a pretty good description of what the creature looked like, except that in this game, garbage bags are not a thing.
Oh.
So it doesn't actually work in game to say that, because they don't have garbage bags. They have garbage bins, they have boxes, they have alleys full of garbage. A bag full of stuff. Yeah.
Like,
they have big brown burlap bags they store stuff in, but it wouldn't look like a garbage bag then. You could say a big shiny bag with bones sticking out of it. You could say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got one of its arms off.
All right. I gotta tell you, I'm not too upset that I missed that. So.
It was kind of terrifying.
Ralph says, "Is that what it takes to get promoted to squire? Almost die to poison spiders, beat down a big shiny bag of garbage?
No.
I could do that.
It's a lot more other
In fact,
things.
I have done that, I think. I mean, technically, not big or shiny or garbage, but everything else.
There's a lot of
it. What's left? Everything else.
Ghouls.
Did you see the... Did you see...
A fight?
Yeah, he went against the squire, who was way too full of himself, and also I run a gold piece.
I have it now.
Because of it. I'm good with it. But...
I was there and saw him fight the squire, and frankly, this is Ralph talking, frankly, I think you handled yourself pretty well.
And that's why.
Way better than I expected, considering the way you fought the rats back at the palace.
His attitude, I couldn't expect with that guy, didn't have any problem. Even if he didn't have any skill, his attitude was way too much for him.
Yeah, well, you know, these are how long-standing rivalries happen, right? So, like, 2 years from now, that guy will probably be, like, smearing your reputation or challenging you to the fight or things like that because you
beat him.
When you're an actual knight.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, beat him. That's what you call it.
And then you're just going to beat him again and again and again until he finally decides to stop.
Until he learns his lesson.
Ralph says, at some point in time, you may have to say, "This town's not big enough for the two of us."
He'll probably say that.
Beat him up and then make him leave town.
He'll probably say that.
He'll say that?
He probably would. Like what she said, his attitude weird.
I hadn't heard him say anything cocky before he fought you in the first place. I just heard that he had said things. So maybe it was just all rumor. Then again, they didn't enlist you to fight him, right?
I was there when he met him.
Well, he told me two votes.
He said two votes. And I knew for a fact Dan would have no problem.
What two words? Like, did he say, "I'm sorry"?
Nope.
Or
no. I forgot.
"I'm scared"?
Nope.
No.
Or
he said, "Oh, okay."
"Dumb kid"?
He said, "Oh, okay."
Okay. That was the two words? That's not very...
He said it in like a weird attitude.
Oh. Ralph shakes it.
That's two words.
I got one piece of advice for you with this whole training as a squire.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it? No, don't enjoy it. You can't enjoy training as a squire.
You'll
get all mushy. What?
You can't enjoy training as something you've wanted to be forever?
No, you can't. Not when it's being a squire. My advice is push-ups. Lots and lots of push-ups.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think you've done enough push-ups? Do you like... 5 times that many push-ups, and then you've probably done enough. Unless you think you've done enough, then I would do 5 times as many more. Don't stop. Push-ups, push-ups, push-ups. All day push-ups. Armor's heavy. Swords are heavy. Lances are heavy. Carrying stuff is heavy. Damsels that were formerly in distress, also heavily.
At dinner, you just place your plate on the gun, you just go,
Push-up meals. She's got the idea. That makes sense. Push-up meals. I would do that.
Do it.
No. I'm not training to be a knight.
You do it then, Dan.
You're the one training to be a squire.
Dan, you do it.
I'm good.
Do it. Get up on the table and do it.
What?
I wouldn't draw too much attention to yourself either. Knights don't like it when their squires are goofballs. They like it. They keep their reputation intact. This has been a good dinner.
Boing, boing, boing.
I have to go train at the Falconry soon. Ish.
Soon-ish.
I have to kill rats.
I want to join you.
I can ask.
Yay. I'll join you.
Don't I have to train tonight?
Yeah, you train every session now.
I'm training tonight.
Today's your first one. Tonight.
Then we get recreation.
And then tomorrow you do the... AM, PM, and BM session, all falconry.
We finally get recreation again.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I'm going out in the marketplace and look at the knives.
So it occurs to you that one or more of them accompanying you to the school during recreation would make you feel a lot more comfortable. On account of you do have 5 hit points.
Nine, you said
I would
nine.
Want to oh, accompany her, yeah, but wouldn't I be training at that time?
Not
during recreation.
This is your first night having recreation, but she has
I
to go.
Accompany her.
Well, she hasn't comfy mentioned her. It yet, so I was just suggesting that she might want to
accompany her. Comfy? What?
I can't be her.
She probably would be more comfied if she had somebody with her. So if you go with her, that would be like a comfying her. So that's not entirely inaccurate.
If she tells me.
All right. Ralph says, I got a card game in town. Card? I forget. You gamble?
No.
No, that's what I'm doing during recreation.
I'm going to go look at the knives.
You're always going to look at the knives.
Because knives are fun.
Most knights don't even use knives. It's like swords. Okay. So you're a knife collector, huh?
Yep.
Knife collector knight.
I collect small frog figurines.
Okay.
Don't laugh. Small frog figurines are awesome.
No, they're not.
You have not seen my collection.
Then show me.
Oh, what? Well,
I have it here. It's in my room. I have one with pink spots.
She wants it.
And I have one with pink eyes. The one with pink eyes is made of a blue jade stone. It's worth about a gold piece.
Here you go.
I got one.
But I figure if I hold on to it until I'm old and gray, it might be worth a lot more then. It's kind of the point of collecting. What's the point of collecting knives? They don't become more valuable.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
How?
Because then they be... When he gets old, they will become antiques.
They'll become different. Like, the people aren't going to make the same knives.
Antiques. You say antique, I hear worn out old thing.
I hear
I'll keep it normal.
Something from a long time ago that's really cool.
Ancient, I guess, that you're trying to say?
No.
No, she means like it's valuable because it's old. She's saying that something becomes valuable just because it's old. I'm not sure that's true.
Oh.
Maybe it's an elven thing.
Oh, yeah, he's not an elven.
Kendra says, I'm thinking about going to town. I could really use some fresh fruit snacks for when I'm doing my various duties. Like apples.
Apples.
Clementines or oranges, something
apples.
Like that.
I have a couple of apples. I have 4.
Give me that. It's mine.
I'm interested in fresh apples, not apples that you stored in your sock drawer for like the last 3 weeks.
I don't. They're in my book bag.
Wow.
I have them on me.
Okay. I think I'll just get myself some fresh apples.
Yeah.
Is anyone else going to town? Ralph's going to play cards. I'm going to the market.
Son.
Just the produce side.
I don't know. I haven't decided what I'm
doing. All I know is I'm going to the market. Where are you going, Rosie?
I don't know. Good question. Where are you going?
You're supposed to be going to the academy to get tested, remember? No one's saying that, but you recall that that is where you actually have to go if you're going to accept your scholarship. So now they've opened the door. You could ask somebody to go with you.
Where are you going?
You have to go somewhere. You can't just go nowhere. That's not even a thing.
I mean, you can. You can take a 2-hour nap. That's recreating.
That's going to your bed.
Well, that's true.
I'm going nowhere. I'm just going to stay here for the whole day.
Push-ups.
Do push-ups. No. Do push-ups.
I'm going to the market, not going to do push-ups.
I've seen guys doing push-ups in the market.
What's wrong with you?
They probably take their shirts off.
Because you're weak. You need to be strong.
Oh, weak.
And yeah, he really. Beat a squire.
Want to arm wrestle?
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. Arm wrestle. Arm wrestle. All right.
Clear the table. Clear the table. Clear the table. Clear the table.
Right. We are arm wrestling. I don't know how to do an arm wrestle.
Roll percentile dice.
Okay.
Dan.
You
I want Dan.
I gotta find my dice. That's
I'm trying to roll low. Yep.
You too?
Yep, you're trying to roll low.
17.
No, that's pretty low. What is your Ben Barr's lift gates?
Ben Barr's lift gates?
Are we going to bend his
number,
arm?
It's a percentile base number.
7.
Okay. So, all right, so you exceeded your number by 10, but he exceeded his vice pro. So they're arm wrestling, and you're starting to push him down. He's straining. You're pushing him down. Okay. Roll a d6. High number if you can. Oh,
five.
And while they're arm wrestling,
We did the arm wrestling.
I say, you okay. Never answered the question on where you're going.
So you got him down like this, and then he starts to push, but Jesse starts to push. You redouble your effort. You're pushing him down. Roll percentile ice.
We are having an arm wrestle. Oh, well, that's 40.
Is everybody, like, looking around at them?
No, pretty much just the people at your table. Okay, so you almost got him down, but he's shaking. He's not giving up. Roll a d6.
Six.
He's flying D6. Today, okay? So he goes, and just as he starts to go, you start pushing his hand down. It's almost going to touch. Roll percentile dice.
That's it.
You could win right now.
That's 59.
Okay.
I got
47. Okay. So he's bringing it back up a little bit. Yeah, almost back to middle. You're both straining. Dan's got a bulging vein in the side of his head, you can see. And both hands are red. They're straining. Okay, roll d6.
Come on, Dan.
That's tied. Okay, roll percentile.
Show him you're not.
You can go
weak.
Either way. 45.
41.
41, okay. He goes down like this.
Imagine you get a
six.
One.
Yep.
But it's
you got a six. Okay, so it's a good chance he's going to move you. Roll percentile ice.
What if
I'm
spotted? 70. He's got you back past the halfway point.
No.
Ralph just...
He says, I told you, push-ups.
Okay. Okay.
46.
I don't care about the push-ups at this point.
Oh,
six.
You beat him. Okay, so you could move him. Roll and see. 68. 94. Ugh. Okay. He goes, and he moves it right back up to the middle. You're right at the middle. It's like you haven't even started yet, except you're both straining with all your might. It's been a good 60, almost 70 seconds now so far.
Okay. That's a six first.
Okay. So he's possibly moving it. Roll. Oof. That's a lousy roll.
27.
Okay. It goes down. You almost pin him. He stops it just right before it hits the table. It's no.
I told you no push-ups.
No. He says, even if you beat me, you're going to have to do push-ups because I'm not that strong.
I thought you said he was weak.
Roll a d6.
I say.
Oh, he got a 6.
4.
Okay. He's got a chance.
I thought you said he was weak.
59.
Is that you?
32.
Oh, just pinned him. He's like, ah. Ooh.
Yeah, he wins.
Okay. All right.
I thought
But
so
I'm not
weak,
a knight.
Huh? Weak, huh?
Okay. And you call me weak.
I mean, it's not weak per se. I take it back.
You call me weak.
But it took you 2 minutes to beat me. Oh. And I'm not a knight. I'll bet you that guy that you beat sparring would have beat you.
No. He's not good.
Yeah.
Okay.
His attitude's so bad.
I'm still going to go look at knives.
It's not about attitude.
It is because he gets overly confident and he doesn't try hard enough.
I'm still going to go look at knives. Okay.
I see what you're saying.
I already have like 3 knives. Oh, but Grandpa, while we were talking about knives, I pull out my knives I have.
Where are
so I pull
going?
Out a folding knife and a nice knife.
Okay, you probably don't want to do that
Testing
at dinner.
Something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. I do have 3 knives. I have a knife with a bone handle. I have a folding knife, and there's a normal knife.
Yes. Also, there is a question as to whether you're going to carry 3 knives around on your person while you're doing all your...
Look back. I'm going to go put them back in my room later, besides the bone knife.
Most pages don't carry a backpack while they're traveling around the retreat either.
I do.
That slows you down to take your messages, so it's going to look bad for you. Carry as little as you have to, because you have to run through the palace to take the message. So, okay. Anyway. All right, well, dinner time is wrapping up. We've all got to get to work. So those that are going
Where are you going?
Those going to the marketplace.
Meet up here.
We can all meet outside by the carriage entrance.
Okay.
We won't have a lot of time because it'll be dark. What's that? Yes, we can be.
No.
Where are you going, Lily? Still have an answer.
Are you going to come with us?
Answer.
I'm probably going.
I'm lost in thought.
She's lost in thought.
Where are you going?
Okay.
Slinky.
All right, so it's off to work.
Ow!
Selena reports for her first ever shift at the Falconry.
Finally.
Okay, and the senior page is there, John.
I'm taking you.
Joel is the one who actually recruited you, but John is the one. Joel's his cousin. He's recruiting him as a squire.
And I'm taking
John
you.
John is the Falcon lead page. All right, and. Please. Okay, Rosie. Ooh, that's a high number. Rosie is assigned to polish furniture. So you have to go around, you take a cloth, and you have this little bar of stuff, and you put it on the cloth, and then you rub it on the furniture, and it's basically like Murphy's Oil, so if you've ever seen that. And it's good for wood. And so you will get one experience point in carpentry for polishing furniture. Okay.
I'm going to write this down on a piece of paper.
Well, I have to print off her character sheet again. Could put it on a scrap of paper for now so we don't forget. It's not that much. All right. Anyway, and then they actually tell you that you did a very good job. They're very pleased with you, and they want you to come back and do it again tomorrow morning. So you're going to polish furniture for 3 hours, and then you're going to go in the morning and polish furniture for 3 hours again.
Now you're going to do this for your job.
That's the magic she gets stuck.
She becomes the lead page in charge of polishing furniture.
Yeah.
You only get a polish furniture.
I'll purposely do it wrong next time.
Be careful, you can get in trouble. Oh. Okay, anyway. And Dan is paging.
Paging.
Actually, Dan goes to polish furniture. So you're polishing furniture with Rosie.
Yeah. Do they ask him
Can you tell me where you're going for rotation?
And they do ask you to come back in the morning, but you have to decline because you have training in the morning.
Sorry, I can't. I have to go do training for Squire 12.
That's fine. We'll find somebody else.
Pick a...
of course, we have Rosie.
Yeah.
She has
and,
a really good
job. And then she declines.
She can't decline because
I can't decline. I have nothing in the morning.
Great.
Let's wake up.
Okay.
Wake up and breakfast. Where are you going still? Tell me.
Right. I can't come in the morning. I have to...
When you get to the falconry... the first thing you have to do is clean out the cages, and you're remembering the words of how the birds poop all the time and whatever, and yeah, it's pretty much agree because it's a mess, right? Not only do they bring back things with them when they're allowed to fly and they go out and they come back, they bring little bits of junk and animals and stuff that they picked up along the way and stuff like that, and that all has to be cleaned out. But then on top of that, they poop a lot, and so that all has to be cleaned out. So there are 40 cages total, and there are 32 falcons right now. Now, different falcons are assigned to different knights who have falconry, or one. There are a half dozen of them that are assigned to the princess, who is staying at the retreat right now. And then there are a couple of them that are assigned to various like traveling dignitaries, like there's a duke that's staying there and so on. And he goes around and he fills you in on, and he says, and that bird belongs to, and that bird belongs to, and that bird belongs to. And you can pretty much remember all of them. You might forget some because you're pretty bright, generally speaking. But what's most interesting is that there is, at the end cages, there are two falcons that are sitting on a nest of eggs. And they're due to hatch any day. And they require extra care because the falcons will not, if they leave the nest, for example, you got to make sure that the cage stays shut. But then when they come back, they have to be able to get in the cage. So
why does the cage have to stay set?
Because you don't want another bird or a predator or something to get in there to the eggs. So they normally when a falcon flies out, they leave the cage open. He comes back whenever he's ready for the ones that are trained to do that. But for the one for this these falcons that have birds on the net, they still have to be able to go out because they have to eat. Or you can feed them, but they prefer to hunt. And then when they come back, the cage has to be open. But while they're gone, the cage needs to be shut. And it's not unheard of even for another falcon to come and destroy their eggs because they're pretty territorial birds. And so you let them out, overseen by the senior page. You let one of the falcons that's sitting on a nest of eggs out. She leaves, flies around, disappears. I mean, you lose track of her. And then she comes back and she sits on the eggs. And while she's sitting on the eggs, she's eating half of a small rodent that she picked up. And there is a small chance of one being near to hatching. Okay, so by the end of that session, by the end of that time serving there, and it's time to go to recreation, it doesn't look like any of the eggs are ready to hatch. You do let this, they let, with overseen by him, you let the second bird out, she goes and flies, Hans comes back, and then you seal the cages behind both of them.
Well, I'll be able to be there anyway.
In theory, yeah. I mean, not in the middle of the night or whatever, but you're there every work time. So none of them look like they're about to hatch necessarily. There's no cracks or anything, which means it's probably not going to happen during your recreation time. If it doesn't happen overnight, it'll be tomorrow or the next day or whatever. It just doesn't. They don't look like they're ready yet. But when you leave, the cages are all cleaned out. You even cleaned up some like crossbars, stuff like that. Cleaned up the ground underneath. And you got the names of a lot of the birds. And there's times like where you're able to kind of like connect with the birds a little bit. So like you would stand in front of their cage and they're in there and you're like tapping the cage or talking to them and things like that. And you get the sense that you have a pretty good connection with them.
Well, also, I forgot what some of the word is.
Empathetic or empathic?
No, I'm druid. I'm a druid.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm connected to nature.
Yeah, that's what druids do. So it goes pretty well overall, and you gain...
Have you seen a page yet?
One... No. It's going to take weeks. Anyway, unless you show particular promise, it normally takes weeks to promote a page. You gain one experience point, and you gain 1 hour of training in falconry. Sit up, please. Don't do that. Okay. So at the end of polishing furniture, you know you have to go back tomorrow. At the end of polishing furniture, you're free to go on recreation. You're supposed to be meeting some others who want to go to the marketplace, and you're free to go on recreation.
I'm going to go to the marketplace.
All right. So the squires, there's really... two, probably three, because even though she's not technically in the marketplace, she is going into town. And then there are Ralph, Kendra. Ralph's not going into town. He's going to a tavern that's on the edge of town.
Do
but
I
it's close
have
enough.
To see Rosie on the way into town?
Yeah, the whole group's going together. That's what I'm literally saying right now.
No, okay. Rosie.
Yes, listen to me. I'm talking. Okay, what I just said was all of those groups are going toward town together. Ralph is not going into town. He's going to the edge of town. Several of you are in the marketplace, so she can at least get to town as part of the group without telling anybody where she's going. Unless they grill her the whole way and she finally caves. Okay.
She's going to keep bugging her and saying, where are you going?
So am I. And this is that.
Okay. Ralph says, it's pretty clear that she's going to the marketplace. Because that's where we're all going, except for me, because I'm stopping just short of there.
I don't think so. But she's not.
Okay.
I don't know that. All
right. Well, this is the tavern over here. As he walks off the road towards the tavern.
Bye.
I'll be ready to head back about 20 minutes before recreation's over. I should have a time to get back. So if nobody's here by then, I'm just going to head back by myself.
Okay.
I'll be probably back. I'm just running to the thing and I'll come. Just going to the knife shop.
Okay.
Of course you are.
And maybe looking for something.
All right. And then you leave him at the tavern and then you're headed toward the marketplace, which... The marketplace sits like half inside the town and half outside. The produce portion is all outside. And then there's shops all inside to the gate to the left that have different like people hawking their wares and selling their personal items and stuff like that.
Rosie.
Okay.
Do you want to walk together at the marketplace?
Sure.
Okay. And so we will pick up with your actual marketing market expedition next time.
I head towards the knife.
You're lying.
Yes. Not if she walks with you, she's not. But you have about 15, 20 minutes to get to your interview, so you don't really have time to shop the marketplace if you're going to be on time. Okay. If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends. Okay. So we will pick up there next time. You've had your first session as training for senior page. You have not had your first session for squire yet. That's the first thing in the morning.
When I become a squire and I don't have to stay in a specific area, will I be able to walk around the palace?
I mean, squires do what they're told. They just have a different set of duties. So it's not like that. If you become a knight errant, you can kind of walk around and do whatever, but... you'll be part of the military organization, so you might have a guard post, you might walk the wall, you might carry messages out into the city, you might go on an adventure, you know, whatever, things like that. Yeah. Well, yeah. The more stoic stand the wall, be a guard type duties are kind of boring. In fact, they're probably even more boring than being a page, although I don't know what's more boring than washing dishes for 3 hours. Not much.
Polishing furniture?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that might be more boring than that, but... But anyway, yeah, so until you become an actual knight, and even then you have certain, but they tend to be more long-term duties, like you might go on a trek or a quest, or you might be like training squires.
If I actually become a knight, I'm not really don't want to go on any quest away from the thing if I don't have one of them, because we stick together.
Yeah, so there is a period where you become a knight errant, and about the only way to move from knight errant status to knightly status is to show promise, to do something incredible. So basically what usually happens is once they become a knight errant, they go off on a quest, save a damsel, kill a dragon, find a lost treasure.
Kill a dragon?
Invade a foreign kingdom.
Do they have to do it by themselves?
No. They usually take a group of people with them.
You.
Which you guys would be the start of that group, theoretically. So, but starting at fourth level, you can actually take followers. And you get
I am at fourth level. Almost. No. I don't know.
I think you just made third. So, but anyway,
aren't I?
The point is.
Oh yeah, I'm at third.
Yeah, at fourth level you get D4 followers, and at fifth level you get 2 D4 followers. Sixth level you get 4 D4 followers, and so on. So you get a lot of followers as a knight, but fourth level is knight errant, and that's where you have to make a name for yourself in order to be knighted. So you need a knight. Or, I'm sorry. You need
what if
a king.
I just get myself in trouble. And
a king, a queen, a duke, somebody like that that will knight you. And whoever it is that you knight you, they become your patron. So they kind of are your boss. But for example, like so, let's say the king of Low Moon knights you, and you're part of the Moon Protectorate. Then Jonathan Karn, who is the ranking knight of the Moon Protectorate, is in charge of all of the knights in the Moon Protectorate. And then there might be an officer under him that's in charge of like, and there might be four of them that are in charge. Each one's in charge of one quarter of the knights. And then there would be an officer under him, and each one's in charge of one quarter of the quarter. And so on. So there's a ranking system, just like being in the military. But when you're traveling as a knight errant and doing things, you're pretty well functioning outside the system. But then once you get knighted, you're back in the system, at least as far as like somebody, the king might say, well, I need you to go here and do this. Or I need you to go on this quest and do that. Or this lady's missing, find her. Or these treasures are lost at sea, find them. Or you know, things like that. So that's what it means to be a cavalier.
And him becoming,
quests and duties that you have to do.
And him becoming that, and we being able to go with him, will mean we can become a real party.
Exactly.
That's sweet.
And join them.
I mean, you'll probably have NPCs with you, but yeah.
The
three of you, maybe Kendra, Will, and Ralph would be three possibilities.
Ralph said he might be doing his own thing, though.
Yeah. Ralph is not training to be a knight. He's training to be a warrior. So he'll be a fighter, like a mercenary or something like that.
I thought I would go do killing rats with Ralph because he said he was gonna ask if I could come.
Yeah, but it didn't work. Didn't work out. That's the problem with having to do what you're told.
I don't really care.
And it worked out for you.
I gotta talk to you.
Yep. Okay. All right. We're gonna turn this off for now. Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.